Hi, I'm Kathy Collins, co-founder and creative director of Charlotte Lit, with a two-minute writing tip. Stephen King, in his craft memoir on writing, says this: if you want to be a writer, you must do two things above all others: read a lot and write a lot. There's no way around these two things that I'm aware of, no shortcut. King claims to be a slow reader. Even so, he gets through 70 or 80 books a year. He also claims that he reads purely because he loves stories, but admits there is always a learning process going on underneath. I'm a slow reader too, and don't nearly get to 70 books a year. But I do rely on reading, not only for the learning it provides, but because it prompts my own writing. I mean this literally. I don't think I ever begin writing without first reading my way into it. But also mean this in a deeper, more holistic sense. For me, good writing happens through some mysterious process of cross-pollination that includes reading, reflecting on the natural world and my inner world through dreams mostly, and imaginal leaps of fancy. But the reading comes first, and from many genres: essay collections, poetry, memoir, fiction, bird guides, and even the dictionary, from which some of my best ideas emerge. Charlotte Lit's tip for the day, then, is to read. Read widely in the genre you're writing, and widely across all forms. Ray Bradbury once said to read one short story, one essay, and one poem every night. This is pretty good advice. But whatever you choose, read, read, read. Now, here's your action step. Take out something you're currently reading and find a passage that moves you for its beauty or intensity, or because it resonates with your own experience. If you're like me, you've already underlined this passage and many others with a pencil. Next, type or rewrite the passage in your journal. Afterwards, start a conversation with the passage. What about the content moves you? When have you experienced such, longed for such? Notice the writer's style, sentence structure, use or not of metaphor and symbolic language, pacing, vocabulary. What can you learn from this piece? What does it make you want to write next? Find this tip and more at charlottelit.org/tips.